all of us as human beings know we're meant for something more. And through circumstance or lack of knowledge or whatever's happening, we get stuck in these, keep ourselves there.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder. Today's episode is airing in person. For those of you listening on audio, head to the website at unconventionallifeshow.com to check it out. I've got Gavin Dantes in the house. Gavin, are you ready to take us down the pathless travel?
I am so damn pumped. Let's go.
Yeah, today is going to be a fire episode. When I met this gentleman literally last night at sunset on the beach, sushi, we've been trying to connect virtually, and I heard what you were doing. I was like, all right, let's make it happen. And you're getting ready to leave today, and I'm glad we brought it in. But for those of you that don't know Gavin, you've been really rocking it for a little while now, starting you know, your first of actually many companies, but your first successful company, doing $3 million in about the first year, which was incredible. And moving from that business into creating teachonyourterms.com, which is disrupting the way that we teach, especially those listening that are coaches or entrepreneurs. How do you take your innate wisdom? How do you take your gifts? And how do you create a platform such that you can make infinite capacities of income from it? And you're providing the blueprint, literally the formula of how to do that effortlessly. And I want to get into that a little bit. I know you've also just launched a thing called Limitless, which after seeing time and time again, these people creating these 6, 7, and 8-figure businesses, what's the mental game? What actually, at the end of the day, moves the needle? And Unconventional Lifers, you know, the mental game is something I'm really, really passionate about. So excited to dive in. Gavin, welcome to the show. Filling any gaps I might have left out.
I'm so pumped.
Give us a glimpse into your personal life.
So you know what? What's cool is we met last night, and we met because of Brian Swan and Rhonda Swan and the Unstoppable Family.
Totally.
And these are just some of the most dear to my heart people in the world, because 8 years ago, I ran into their video on YouTube, and it was Brian talking about Create Your Perfect Day. And that night, I stayed up till 6 a.m. writing out almost 7 pages of what I wanted my perfect, ideal day in the life to look like. If I had to live that same day every day the rest of my life, what would that perfect average day look like with no limitations or consequences, right? So I wrote it out, and now I live 5 minutes from them, and it's a completely new life, and it's very interesting that that's how we met, you know, that bridged gap.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those of you know, Hanalei, 12-year-old fashion designer, she spoke at Unconventional Life in Bali. She's been on the podcast as well. But I find that as you come into greater alignment, these synchronicities, how do we happen to just all be at sunset and then we connect? They become less common, and I actually believe we become the source of these synchronicities in a lot of ways. And so I'm curious, how have you seen that play out in your journey? And you've obviously inspired and helped, you know, so many people in really connecting the dots. But how have you done it in your life? If you were to fly on the wall and zoom back at some of these key pivotal moments, what would be some of those things you would see?
Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to just dive into one of my stories, which was a really important piece to everything, which was, you know, I was selling weed. I was not doing really anything with my life. I was drinking. I was like really starting to drift and float and dealing with a lot of depression and what do I do with my life? And, you know, a lot of that happens, and I'm not blaming the education system, but the education system does have a piece in it, because I felt like an outcast. I felt like I was stupid. I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like if I didn't go to university, I was always going to be a loser. All these programs that were in my mind that I had to eventually shed. And there was this moment, I was out at the lake with some friends. We were drinking, and we're like, hey, let's go for a hike. We go for a hike. We climb up this cliff. We're sitting on the edge. Everyone's like, all right, let's go. Like, we're all pretty drunk. And they all start walking around. And I'm like, I'm going to climb back down. You know? So I start climbing down this thing, and I'm feeling cocky. Like, I can do this, whatever. I had so much ego back then, and I slipped. I'm upside down. Remember in my mind, okay, you fucked up, it's done.
Yeah.
And then whoosh, I got caught. I'm upside down. My friend's looking at me right in the eyes, like with horror. And I look around on the cliff, my shoulder's dislocated. I'm looking around, like, and there's nothing there. And I look, and there's these two tree branches that caught my shoulders. And I'm like, you know, I get down and my brain is like, nothing, this whole cliff, nothing, but just these two things caught my shoulders. So this brought in some questions, and whether this is just delusion or it's real, I started thinking, I'm meant for something more. You know, there's something inside me. And I'd known that for a long time, but I still suppressed it down. I think all of us as human beings know we're meant for something more. And through circumstance or lack of knowledge or whatever's happening, we get stuck and we keep ourselves there. But I was asking myself the questions, like, why didn't I pursue my passions? Like, what's going on? What's the worst thing that was going to happen? Why didn't I have some sort of purposeful mission? Why wasn't I doing something? Why wasn't I like going forward and trying to make it happen? And that was one of those decisions that didn't change everything, but it was a moment of like, I'm given a second chance here. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, let's play all out. And I don't think we need to have that moment to have that awakening. Maybe right now, if somebody's listening, that's that moment. And then there's been hundreds and hundreds of those since that, when someone says the right thing, you know, alignment, synchronicity. Oh, I just met this person, alignment. And I always reaffirm, okay, you're on the right path. It feels right in that situation. I'm like, this is the right path, yeah. You know? So.
Absolutely. So just to give some context, and I've had goosebumps as you were sharing about the two branches, and you know, for many of our listeners, I had this crazy near-death experience, a wakeboarding accident in 2015, and very much was one of those wake-up types of moments. So what was going on in your life at the time? You shared a little bit, but how old were you? What did it in, you know, more of the linear terms, just so someone could put themselves maybe what who you were and what you looked like at that point?
Yeah, so as the branches fall.
Yeah.
So again, I was selling weed. I was like working like jobs that were like $12 to $15 an hour.
Roughly?
I was about 22 years old.
22.
I'm 33
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's the worst to be at that age and not know what you're supposed to do in life. But at the same time, like, I was so damn lost. And that mindset of, if I don't get a degree, I'm going to be a loser, you know? And my set point of money was like, there's no chance that I'll make more than $50,000 a year at a job. That was my set point. And then I'm also like, I can't sell drugs for the rest of my life. You know, that doesn't make any sense. So what ended up happening within that is this loss, this confusion, all this is going on. I just was super depressed. I was playing video games. I was gaining weight. I was just, every area of my life was falling apart. It was not, and it wasn't even together in the first place kind of thing for years. But what ended up happening was, in that confusion, after this near death experience happened, I started to ask different questions, like, is there something else I can do different? And it didn't change right away. Sometimes people think that instant moment changes everything forever. It's like, no, we have habits, behaviors, patterns.
Absolutely.
This is a rewiring process. But I was walking down the street, and then I went through this like back, I was passing this back lane between two streets. There's this guy that I'd met a year before, and he was like flipping tires and hitting things with sledgehammers and pulling things with chains. I was like, what is this crazy guy doing? And I start talking to him for a couple minutes. He's like, want to work out with me? I'm in jeans, like sweatshirt. And I'm like, usually, no way. But this moment, I was like, now it's time to change things. Now, actually, there's like a moment in Seinfeld where George is basically like, if everything that you think is, that you're doing is right, then the opposite must be wrong, you know, or whatever. The opposite of that. So he starts just doing the opposite. So I'm like, I'm going to do the opposite. Mm-hmm. And this is a moment where I started to do these things, and I worked out with him super hard. I was sweating like crazy. It was like, well, that was crazy. And then this became my first mentor.
Yeah.
My first person who realized, like, I can take control of my own reality. Mm-hmm. So I started working out every day. He ended up asking me to get like certified and become a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. I went down that health and fitness path. But then, you know, as I started, I got offered like network marketing thing. I was like, open up to this whole new world, all this. But I started to realize something really important. And this is something that comes to the Limitless and other things, which is, people would come into the gym. Some of them would get results and some of them wouldn't. And I'd be like, what's going on here? And I started decoding this over time. And I didn't really see it at the time. Now I really get it. And they would come in and they'd be like, I was at the gym 6 days a week for the last 2 months. Hour and a half, and I'm not getting any results. And I'd be like, okay, wait, something's going on here, because this other person isn't coming as much. They are getting results.
Yeah.
There's something weird. And I was like, wait, sometimes we think certain causes will get us the effect, when it's just, that's not the cause that will get that effect. So we think walking into the gym and spending time there is what gets us the results, versus breaking down the muscle and putting in good fuel into our bodies, right?
Yeah.
So I started to see that. And I was like, this is a mental game here. If they could actually shift that way of thinking, they're not going to any longer think it's about the amount of time I spend in the gym and blah, 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 blah. They're going to be like, here's the science. Like, I actually can break down my muscle and burn a certain amount of calories, and I can eat this healthy food and rebuild that muscle, and I'm going to transform.
Yeah.
And in business, it's the exact same way. Sometimes we think creating the business cards and the website and this is business, but that's playing business, just like playing at the gym and walking on the treadmill. It's not the same. So we have to start to figure out what those are, and we have to rewire our brain. And actually, success almost in every case is very counterintuitive to how our brain works. Mm-hmm. Because our brain works instant gratification. We see the really unhealthy food, our brain says eat it.
Yep.
Right? So that's the instinct, because in tribal times or back in the day, we would store it as fat and survive. Mm-hmm. So it's actually smart for how we grew up or how we evolved, but we no longer need that. So almost everything now is different than it used to be in terms of the actions we should take.
Yeah. I so want to get into this business application in just a moment, but I think there's so many things that you're saying, and listeners, just to step back, you know, for a moment, you know, I really don't believe it has to be this huge experience, like you said, your near-death experience or my near-death experience, but to actually zoom out. And I think the first step is just to start to have curiosity and even start to inquire of, like, what are the questions? If you know, we can't live in your brain, right? Everyone has their own little voice in our head, but what are the things that you're saying of yourself? And I love what you're saying. It's like, what are the predictable, you know, certain thoughts that I keep having, and how can I start even pattern interrupting my thought process such that eventually the awareness of pattern interrupting leads to do the opposite, leads to, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll go train at the gym. Mm-hmm. And then over time, I think those things slowly start to shift. And I want to get more into Limitless and the business and all the things as well. But if you could say one thing to our listeners to just take one application nugget, just a short frame in terms of the mindset and even having the awareness and curiosity, what would you say for you is the practice you keep coming back to that keeps you?
So I'll just tell another quick story, because stories are the most important for us to learn, right? So actually the beginning of teaching what Limitless is about is going back to what Bruce Lee would do. So his followers would come to him and say, Bruce, you're so great at martial arts. Like, how do we become great like you? He'd be like, okay, come to the dojo, right? He'd take him to the back and say, show me your moves. And be like, wah, wah, wah. And he would be like, okay, cool, you know? And then he'd sit them down across the table, and he'd put a glass of Coke in front of them, and then he'd put a glass of water in front of himself. And he's like, I want you to see this glass of Coke and understand that this represents what you believe to be true about martial arts. This is your belief of what it is. And like, I want you to see this glass of water. This is what I know to be true about martial arts. And if you want what I have and what I know to be true, you have to pour out what you believe to be true so I can pour in my truth. It's like, but if you're not willing to let go of what you believe or what the education system has programmed you to believe or what society has programmed you to believe is possible, then I can't pour in any new knowledge. So we first have to go with like a fine-tooth comb into our beliefs, and that macro, like you say, micro macro, go in and out, figure out why we believe that. Ask why enough times and you'll start to realize you don't have a foundation for most of the things that you believe. Then we can actually get into the shifting part.
Yeah, I love that. And it really touches on this theme, you know, of, you know, what I call old model, which is a lot of what we've inherited, our belief structures, you know, even in teach on your terms, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the way that the education industry is, the way that we learn and all those things versus what's actually current now. And for me, kind of like the Wild Wild West, like every day, new models, you, we, all of us are new models actively pioneering what this new way looks like. And there isn't necessarily, you know, tens of thousands. Like, you look at the old model, it's like so much history of these predictable 12 career paths, so much history of go to school, get good jobs, certain income caps.
Yes.
And now we're actually engineering something different. And so it is, like you said, being willing to pour out what you perceive to be true. Often we're so certain these truths that we have, such that you can make space for even the curiosity of, well, if I'm not so sure, could it be another way? Could something else potentially show up? And I think that intersections are the juices. And so, you know, I know your first business that was really a success, like you said, it did, you know, 3 million in the first year. There were 8 failed businesses or 7 failed businesses.
Probably way more. Probably more. Like actual businesses that I thought were like businesses, like an app company, a social media agency. Like I tried, I just kept trying and failing because, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It actually becomes very simple though. When I cross-site people around you who are smart in all these areas and synergize, like actually the simplicity is there, because you see people who become successful, they start business after business after business after business, and they keep running the same formula.
Yeah.
So of course there's a science behind it, right? But when you're first starting, you're just jumping in and learning through trial and error. And that's why mentorship is so important. And, you know, reading the right books and like, taking actions that make more sense than just like creating business cards because you think they're going to like be the be all end all. But yeah, like there is so many failures that went into it. And my problem is I didn't have to fail so much. My problem, the reason why I failed so much, and if anyone is failing a lot, just understand that like we all go through different paths. So I don't know, maybe that's that person's
path. I spent years as well, just trying to dial in.
Totally. But what happened was I started to realize like, okay, I have an ego problem here. So when I would fail, instead of going, hey, I'm failing guys, I'm making mistakes, I have a work ethic, I'm never going to stop, I'm never going to give up, but I'm failing. Instead, I would isolate myself. I would go into depression. I would pretend that I wasn't failing. I would go through all of the ego battle of like, I can't look bad because I told everyone I'm going to succeed. And this is a serious problem that we have as entrepreneurs because on social media and everywhere around, we see everyone winning. You know, everyone's got their highlight reel out there. So we end up thinking we're the only one. I'm the only one that's failing when it's like all of us. Even now, I have every single day failures. And when I say that, I don't mean it's like this big devastating thing, but every day there is a mistake made. Every day something's happening. Because when you're driving forward and moving forward quick, if you're not bumping into things, you're doing something wrong. But you start to look at that as feedback. You don't see it as failure anymore. You reframe it and you realize, okay, right there was not exactly what it was, but I'm going to course correct. Just like the cybernetic mechanism inside of an airplane, when you put it on autopilot, it fails a million times on the way to its destination, keeps failing. It's just feedback to get it back on the right path. So that's all I look at it as. But yeah, it's really important.
Yeah, and we have similar lenses of that. It is feedback. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that when things, we are getting the feedback, whether you call it failure, whether you look at it as resistance, whether you look at it as just something's not working. Mm-hmm. It is. It's actually asking for a deeper lens, a deeper cut of tuning in of what actually is true. And what's true, and I discovered this in my own path, what's true for me now isn't necessarily true me even months ago or a year ago. Or we create things and you're like, wow, this was so aligned when I did it, but now even, you know, it shifts and changes. And I know I've been coming up against that. And so let's talk about limitless for a moment, because I think this is where a lot of the juice is. And I think even the permission for those that are going through something right now, actually take the mask off and, you know, like you said, humble the ego. Humility's been such a theme on my journey, to actually be like, this is like a common theme that we all deal with. And part of, I find, you know, actually shifting something is just coming to terms with like the truth, which is like, hey, it's kind of shitty right now. Or like stuff's kind of hitting the fan. It's not going the way that I wanted it to, but the deep trust that it's because it's actually recalibrating for something bigger.
Exactly. So. What's Elon Musk thing? He said, he's like, starting and building a company is like chewing glass and staring into the abyss. It's like, when you first start out, it's so damn painful because your ego gets hammered from every angle. You're not just following a proven path. Like when I say that, I'm like, you can get mentors and they can help you, but your path is your path. Like if you want, it's not just about like making money only or being happy only or being fulfilled only. You're aligning all these things. And then you're also helping other people and you're also dealing with employees. There's so many pieces that you have to learn. There's no chance you can be good at all that right away. It's not possible. So there's going to be things that come up over and over and over again. With Limitless, the reason why this was created is because when I created that perfect day, and I started building these businesses to try to create that perfect life eventually, all these things came up. Ego, my mind being way off, me doing all the wrong things, me thinking I was doing the right things but getting no results, going broke over and over again. How do you rebound from that? Being in depression and anxiety and stress and all these things. How do we do that? So I was like, okay, well, this is actually a mental game. I started listening to all these books and I started studying. And I'm like, as my mind started to rewire, I started to actually be able to implement the practical properly. But the practical without the mind, we don't know why it works, well, this, that, and the other. So we're really confused. It's like we need principles first and then methods second. We go methods always and we're just like learning this one thing. That's like people who do the get rich quick scams,
you know? Let's pause for a second. We need principles first and methods second. Just listeners, just to slow that down. Principles first, methods second.
Yeah.
It's like once coming back to the counterintuitive thing, it's like
exactly.
We're always like, give me the how, give me the strategy, but it's actually in reverse. So,
And it's a feedback loop, right?
Yes.
It's principle, method, principle, method, principle, method. It's just like you won't read a book on how to ride a bike like for 10 years, you're going to first ride the bike or first read the book and then ride the bike and go back and forth. You're going to get to be able to do it really fast, right? Yeah. I try to do that in every area of life, whether it's music, athletics, business. It's always study. What is this thing? Immediately take action. Speed of implementation. Immediate speed of. So in my program, every single thing that they do, it's like right after you do it, you take an action. You just implement it, you take an action. You're rapid feedback. I want transformation. I don't want to give information, right? Information alone will not give you transformation. So it's that rapid feedback loop. But what I realize is our brains are computers. And we can become a computer hacker. What does a computer hacker do? They go into a system, they find out how it operates, so they can change the way it operates. And once they change the way it operates, it starts doing something different. If we don't know how to get in our brains, and the education system ever taught us a single thing about how our mind works. Mm-hmm. So we have these brains and we're walking around all these like supercomputers with no idea how they work, you know?
Right.
So I did this thing on my board the other day and I wrote out 100-digit code and I set it forward and backwards, you know, 100 digits. People are like, that's impossible. No, I took a memory course. We were never taught how our memories works. So people are like, that's impossible. I'm like, no, you just have never been taught how your memory works. If you knew how it works, you would be able to do this just as fast as me.
Yeah.
Then I was like, when I started learning these different things, I'm like, what else was I not taught about? What else is my brain possible? What can it do that I've never been taught how it works? So it's super important to be able to see it from this perspective. Like, you are so damn powerful. And if you learn how to hack into your own mind, then you're going to be even more powerful. But the problem is, smart marketers like us, smart entrepreneurs, smart business people, smart systems are hacking into us from all angles. Why is it called a convenience store? You go into there because it's convenient and it makes you want to buy all the sugary fast foods because you're hungry and that's the first thing you're going to go for.
Yeah.
It's really easy to sell that and hack into someone's mind. Don't get me wrong, I still do that sometimes. and it's awesome. But if someone is not in control of their mind and know that, then they're always doing it. They gain a lot of weight. They get more depressed. They get hacked from every marketing angle. You're not enough. If you don't buy this, then you're, and then literally like how marketing works is I'm going to rip away your security. I'm going to rip away your feeling of feeling enough in the moment. And I'm going to make you feel like less and then sell it back to you in the form of a product, you know? And that's happening from all angles everywhere. So we're literally, whether it's pornography, credit cards, this, that, every angle we're being hacked from our primal drives.
Yeah, totally. Such a conversation we could go down. But let's say, you know, Gavin, someone that's listening and they're like, all right, I got everything that you're saying and I want to inquire, like, how do I take my own operating system, my own mental thing, and I want to actually get in there and start applying some of this stuff. If you could distill down a few actionable things that someone listening to this could do right now to start to access more of their own capacity.
Totally. I have two very simple things. And the first one is something that all of us have heard at this point because it comes from the movie The Secret. We become what we think about most of the time, which means we have to dominate our thoughts with the things that we actually want, which means writing out something like The Perfect Day will clarify your values, who you want to spend your time with, what do you want to contribute, what your passions are, what you want to do, or where do you want to live in the world, who do you want to spend your time, all of this. So you clarify that, not based off what society tells you you should want, but tune in of what you actually want, if there's no limitations or consequences, right? Tune into that, not what your friends will think about it, what you truly want. And then it's the second one, which is a lot less talked about, but I think it's the missing link in this law of attraction stuff, which is know thyself. How are we supposed to operate at a high level if we don't understand ourselves? So, you know, I get people like, and this isn't a thing in Limitless right away, but I always get people to go through the Hexical personality test, find out where you're at. But go to 16personalities.com, do Strength Finders 2.0, take your dark triad test to see how much of a psychopath you are, like you know, but like literally take these things extremely honestly and also get friends of yours to take them for you, because we're delusional a lot of time about who we think we are. But also don't take this as in like this is the only thing I am forever, but we're trying to find our set point. Where are we? Because how am I going to fly to England if I don't know what country I'm at? Like, how do I buy the right plane ticket? So we need to know exactly where we are right now in a very realistic standpoint. And then we can evolve and change. And we need to know our strengths to know what we should focus on and what we should outsource. I don't ever develop my weaknesses. It's very rare. I have a lot of weaknesses. I'm not very organized. I still have a hard time getting out of bed at the right time. Like, I go to bed late sometimes because I'm working on things. I have a lot of things that people would say, you're never going to be successful. But I focus super deep on my strengths and my zones of genius. And then I get other people around me who focus on their zones of genius, and we can make magic together.
absolutely. Unconventional lifers, you could even pause this right now. And I really hear you. It's like taking, like collecting data, getting data inventory of what is your baseline.
The unexamined life isn't worth living was with like Socrates or something.
Yeah, totally. And from there, you know, whether it's going to some of these links, you know, we'll put those up on our website as well, or whatever it is in your life from that point, that's actually when you can start to track. And I think that's another really important thing is as we evolve as such as growth-oriented culture, get to the next level, transcend, like all these things. But one thing I've noticed in my own journey is if I'm not tracking my baseline throughout, your perception of that next thing shifts in the process of doing it. So you don't actually get the feedback that progress is happening because there's always something bigger. There's always the next goal. There's always this thing. How do you give yourself that, you know, hit in yourself? It's actually like, Gavin, yeah, you nailed that one. Or like, actually, like, yeah, you did accomplish that thing. Because I think that's something that often we miss and often ends into this dissatisfaction, into this loneliness.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple points. I think one of the points is to have your own set points too, because I can't tell anybody how to live. And I get pretty existential on this stuff because I'm like, we don't know exactly why this universe exists besides like scientific, but we don't know why, or if there's a multiverse. So I can't actually tell anybody what's right or wrong in terms of how they should live. It's a philosophical question. You know, someone might not be an entrepreneur at all and they want to work whatever job it is and stay focused on that for 18 hours. And that is awesome. Stay in your zone. If that's what you want, like that's amazing. So I try not to put like certain measurements of this is how it should be. Like, let's say it's like even weightlifting or even whatever, someone might not want to build muscle. They want to just feel better. So they're going to have to create set points for themselves of what that is for them. Yeah. If I create it for somebody, then I'm kind of just telling them to feel how I feel because those are my things. And last year, after I removed myself from e-commerce and I decided to go all in on things that I'm super passionate about and have a mission behind, I had to start thinking to myself, within that, like, you know, what is it for me? Like, what do I want? So I just stepped back and I had no goals. And I just started having no goals for like at least like about 7-8 months. And I'm just gonna float around. I'm gonna do yoga. I'm gonna do this. I'm just gonna feel in and be. And this was different for me. As such an A-type, like I need a goal and I need this and I need that. And then having the goal being not having a goal was very different. But it was a very important pendulum shift. Very important to get to that point of like, I can just be, and I don't need to prove anything, and I don't need to like show myself that I'm winning, and I don't. And I think sometimes we need to start to accept that we can be okay in there, but also want to become more, right? Yeah. So yes, you are enough, but you can be even more, you know, which is great, you know? So not beating yourself up, I'm horrible, I'm this, I'm that, I'm guilty for this, I feel horrible for this, like all that. If you need to go and like, you know, make amends with people, do that, of course. But overall, just accept yourself and know you can become better. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And, you know, it reminds me on my journey back in 2014, I had a business partner embezzle a bunch of money, went to $200,000 worth of debt, basically lost everything that I thought was important, decided to start more companies to solve more problems, which led to more burnout, which led to more feeling loss, which led to all the things. But what I did is I gave myself 2 months of actually... My hypothesis was instead of saying yes to everything, because I feel like so unconsciously we're just yesing all of these things that are not opportunity everywhere, right? Scarcity, I'm going to lose it. But they're not actually 10 out of 10. They're not actually aligned things. Totally. And so I said, well, instead of saying yes, I'm going to just say no for 60 days and see what shows up and to actually see if I could feel what was truly that fuck yeah, what was truly that 10 out of 10. And it took 45 of those 60 days to start to sync up that, oh, this feels like it, and then act on it and actually not say yes to those things. And I found that doing that, like going to the gym, like working the muscle, I then started being given more 10 out of 10 opportunities. And those sixes and the sevens, they started to handle themselves. And so having that space, unconventional lifers, whether, like you said, if you feel lost or it's uncertain, it's okay. There's a time and a phase to allow incubation, to allow space, to allow deep listening to happen. Totally. And from that in my own life, when I give myself that, and when I'm ready and I come back out, it's like quantum
this
creation.
This is so true. And this very important piece to this, and I'll try to give the best examples I can with this. So conscientiousness is one of the highest factors in success. Like you always see it in like the highly successful, super rich people. They're very conscientious, meaning They're very organized, they're perfectionists, they're highly diligent, meaning hard workers, and they have high prudence. I don't have really the first three that much. Some people think I'm a hard worker, but I'm actually pretty lazy because I'm always trying to look for like the better way, right?
Yeah.
But prudence is something I'm very high in. And prudence is something that people don't really think about because, you know, everyone's like hard work, hustle, hustle. If I want to just work hard, I'm going to go dig ditches all day. Like that's not going to get me anywhere, right? Yeah. By itself, hard work is just 25% of the equation. Now, and then you can outsource perfectionism and, you know, organization if you have this vision. But prudence is the ability to make the right decision for yourself. So it's not the same for everybody tuning in. Now, if you had a goal and it's like, let's say it's right next to us, right here, and the education system or society or your parents say, hey, I can teach you how to get your goal. Here's a compass, go this way. And you take this compass, like, okay, I'm going to go that way. And you go this way. And it takes you like 26,000 miles to get to the same goal, which is what a lot of people do. They get to retirement with no money and this, that. They follow this path because they had the wrong compass. It was wired backwards. So now I'm asking, it's okay to step back. Take one step back and five steps forward. Absolutely. You don't have to just keep digging ditches and working hard going nowhere, right? So sometimes if it's not feeling right, wrong opportunity, you could just sense it, your intuition is telling you this is wrong, step back. It might suck, maybe you'll have to take a job for a while, maybe you'll have to do, but that long term of what you can actually create out of that, because you can align yourself, is just the most valuable thing in the world. I feel like when I can help somebody see what that vision truly is for them, tune into what their strengths, gifts, talents are, help them actually find and uncover their hidden superpowers, turn that into offers, into other things where they can go out and spread this gift to the world, that is just like magic.
Yeah, so good. So I want to transition here into business, which would be the last part before we jump into the rapid fire on unconventional lifers. But in the spirit of the compass, you know, I know you built this Teach on Your Terms, you know, business, teachonyourterms.com, which has really been, in a lot of ways, helping people discover what the right compass is. Mm-hmm. It's instead of, you know, taking the 26,000 steps all around the other way, it's actually building from the get-go, you know, what that vehicle is. And so for those listening to this that are really in the inquiry, they're like, Gavin, I'm either building something, I've got this idea for something, or I've been trying and I've not, you know, succeeding the way that I want it to. What do you think are the components for someone that really allows them to scale, whether it's to have this freedom-based lifestyle, to be able to make the income that they want, to essentially create the vehicle that will get them to where they want to go, which I think in a lot of ways is Teach on Your Terms. What would you say are some of those components? And if you even give a little bit of context.
I always like to like reverse engineer to the foundation, right? So it's, what is that perfect day? What is it for you that you want? Maybe you don't want to teach on your terms, right? Yeah. Maybe you don't want to become someone who spreads their message to the world and you're more of a behind the scenes. Well, but you have a mission. Well, maybe find somebody who is that charismatic leader, right? And partner with them. I've done that in the past where my partners were always the behind the scenes people doing all the things that I sucked at. They didn't want to do anything that I was doing, you know, the front end videos and the ads, and that was no interest to them at all. So you find that perfect partnership, finding out who you are and who other people are, right? It really works. Then it's that rewiring of the brain. You know, it's really starting to rewire that mind. You don't just have to jump into something and right away just start taking action. That can be it, but I like sitting there with your brain and starting to figure out what you truly want. What are the belief patterns that have messed you up? Why did I believe that I could only make $50,000 in a year? Why did I believe that if I didn't have a degree, I couldn't be successful? Why did I accept all of these beliefs? And do they have any foundation based off of any truth? You know, going through that, and it was a really interesting discovery because it starts to prove to yourself that there's so much bullshit beliefs that we have, and then you can move forward. From there, how do we create practically this freedom business? How do we discover our strengths, gifts, and talents? How do we understand marketing? How do we understand how the internet actually works? How do we set up an offer? How do we structure our copy and our content? How do we build a system around that? So when I'm gone for a week at a retreat, I have my business working for me. Like, how do I do these things? And it's not an overnight thing. But if your mindset is off, I have never once seen any of my friends from back home who are like, Gavin, you do all these awesome things. Well, and I give them all this stuff for free and I want to help them. Never seen any of them succeed. I've never seen any of them almost take any action, except for maybe a week's, because of the mind.
Yeah.
It's not because there's no practical steps. It's the mind first. And then from there, you need mentorship, which means you actually need rapid feedback. So it's great to have information and practical, but if you can't get rapid feedback on your process, it's going to take you just 5-10 times as long. Okay. You can still get there. Like, there's a study that was done with rats. They put a rat in a pool, This rat swims around. It's dark. It can't see. And it eventually finds this island. Then they put another rat in the pool and it swims around and there's no island. So eventually it gets too tired. I don't know exactly. Hopefully it doesn't drown. They pull it out before, but it swims around. And then they put this other rat back in who found the island. And over and over on the study, it will always swim for twice as long. Why? Because it has hope. And it has a reference experience that what was possible, which also goes against us. Our reference experience of what wasn't possible tells us we can't do it, tells us it's not possible, or tells us that it is possible. And we have to decipher which is real and which isn't. But we have to know that, yes, we are going to get to our goal if we keep optimizing. But do we want to take 10 years or do we want to hire someone who's done it over and over? And they're like the Sherpa and the guide up the mountain who's done it over and over, who helps you from eating the wrong food or slipping or whatever, right? They take you down the right path. So that's it. And then from there, like making sure that you're with the right community, mm-hmm. the right people so around essential. You, the right mastermind, the people who have already also been elevating and you can all help each other and share what's working, what's not working. And this just really supercharges things. So that those five steps, what's your ideal day? Rewiring the brain, freedom business, mentorship, and the mastermind.
Yeah. So good. We could keep going for much longer. We're going to jump into the rapid fire round. For those that are loving this conversation, we've got this awesome giveaway, which is going to take this little step further. So stay tuned. Mm. Some lightning questions coming at you. Rapid fire. Yeah. Are you ready, Devin?
Yeah, I'm super ready.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank. If you really knew me, you would know what?
That I am super unorganized and an absolute mess.
Next question. What is one quirky fact that most people may be surprised to know about you?
Sometimes I will go to the store and like buy five chocolate bars and wake up with chocolate on my chest.
Next question. What are some of your non-negotiables that you feel really set you up for success?
Aligning with the natural laws of the universe. So like cause and effect, I make sure that I'm actually trying to align with how things actually work versus delusionally thinking that they work differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
And match myself and make myself feel better.
Yeah. Lastly, what does living an unconventional life mean to you?
It means whatever you want it to mean for you. Like, I don't believe philosophical questions can ever have one answer.
Yeah.
What is that for you? What is freedom to you? What is limitless to you? Limitless to me is having no limits on how healthy I can get, on the people that I can surround, on where I can live, on how much I can travel, on how much money I can make, and how many people I can serve, on all of it. I don't believe in just one area. I believe you can really have it all and harmonize. I don't believe in balance, but I believe you can harmonize it all.
Yeah, so good. Gavin, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of our listeners.
So for anyone who loves the idea of really becoming that computer hacker of their own mind, I would love to give away a free membership of Limitless, lifetime membership. We're going to keep adding to it as well. I would love to give that away for the first person or whoever it is that's going to get that. And I'm super excited for you to go through it because I've gotten incredible feedback.
Yeah, so generous. And tell us a little bit more about Limitless as the program, because I know you were showing me there's various modules, like just some of the tactical nuts and bolts of what's in it.
Yeah, so you know, at first, you're becoming that computer hacker. You're also becoming that chess player. How do you be five steps ahead of your reactive mind? How do you be five steps ahead? So you're setting things up beforehand, like the philosophy of a samurai warrior, which is win beforehand. They would practice every area of the battle, strategize, so they'd already won before it began. We have to do that with our own lives, with the credit card, with the food, with the fitness. You have to set it up first. So you hire a trainer or a mentor. That's one step, right? From there, we want to learn like actually the law of attraction secrets, which I say are backed by science, because you can actually scientifically figure this stuff out. It's not woo-woo if you do it properly, if you really understand it. Then we're going to smash the limiting beliefs. This is absolutely massive. We're going to transform fear into excitement. And this is, I have so many different ways to transform fear and excitement. And then we're going to really work on our inevitability thinking and our superpower emotions. So if you can go through these steps, it's a game, absolute game changer. And then also Nico, who's a 15-year professional fighter. He's my Muay Thai trainer. He's my hypnosis
coach. He's fabulous. I trained with him yesterday for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has three hypnosis sessions. That you go through in the morning, afternoon, and night. So the morning, you're charging. The afternoon, you're getting that reboost. And at night, it's for the limitless sleep, like really programming your subconscious. Very short. You go through these every single day. So a lot of times, we just need that boost. We need that rewiring. But we can't always do it for ourselves. I really believe that the right people, if you allow, they can come in and they can rewire your brain for you. because we're always being programmed. That's why TV is called programming, right? So why don't we program ourselves with things that are actually going to evolve our brain to who we want to become?
So good. Unconventionallifeshow.com. You can head to the website now. Click on the giveaway tab. If you really, really want to win this giveaway, feel free to send us an email and let us know why. Gavin, for those that want to learn more about what you're up to, I know you're always got great content that you're putting out there. You're always in the inquiry of stepping back and iterating and reiterating. Mm. What's the best place for people to stay in touch and to follow along on your journey and learn more?
Totally. Social media, Instagram, YouTube, everything, or just Google Gavin Donquez with a Z, not an S.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to find anything you want on my just Google.
Fabulous. We will put those links at unconventionallifeshow.com. Gavin, thank you so much for taking the time
Thank you so much.
Chat with our Unconventional Life family and love riffing with you. I feel like we could go for hours. Oh, so yeah. Unconventional Life, maybe we'll be a part two at some point. And we'll have more amazing content coming at you guys soon. Thanks so much, Gavin.
Thank you.